Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You know, that's our Monica for the Global Vision for Living Today. God bless you. Thank you for tuning back in. Wait a minute. Somebody don't like me saying God bless you? Well, I tell you what, ain't nobody else in the blessing business. Nobody else got the power to bless. Nobody else got the power to call out a blessing for themselves or others. God bless you. Hallelujah. Get for real. Well, today's topic is, can the dead enjoy Thanksgiving? Well, some might say, well, oh my God, it's already passed. Well, many chose this weekend to continue their celebration from the American holiday called Thanksgiving. Many could not say, oh, hallelujah, I'm going to enjoy Thanksgiving dinner. Many could not even utter that from a hospital bed. But you and I, we're up. We're able to use our mind as best as possible to say, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And it just doesn't have to be a Thanksgiving, but we're going to continue our focus on the day of death and where did death come from? Who created death? So now the answer, can the dead enjoy Thanksgiving? Did they enjoy Thanksgiving? It was a lot of dead walking around with a piece of turkey in the head. But we're going to focus in on what it means to be thankful. Why should we say thank you? Who should we say thank you to in word and deed? And, of course, the all-encompassing expression of how we live our life. Can the dead enjoy Thanksgiving? Well, yes, some of them did, because the Bible says that you are dead outside of God. We're going to welcome Colonel Dr. William Harrison with us this morning. We're pushing 300 episodes. Aren't you guys proud of us? 300 episodes and have thousands of listeners. Hello, Colonel Harrison. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Dr. Cappuccino, listening audience. We thank God for another opportunity to come on the radio show. Thank you so much for asking.
Right, 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 right. So as I just said moments ago, a lot of dead ate turkey Thanksgiving Day. A lot of dead day before yesterday was running the streets. They said it was so many accidents here in California, they could not count them and keep up. People either drunk, high, or just don't care anymore. And we know the thousands still laying around on the grounds across the nation, homeless. Some of them had an opportunity to enjoy Thanksgiving. But we're not going to focus in on the literal, physical aspect of Thanksgiving. We're going to take this a little bit higher, because there's some that passed on. Many passed on, I understand, from hospital registries. This whole Thanksgiving week, they just knew they weren't going to be with anyone. They were not going to have anyone to sit with. And we're wired for companionship. That really stands out in the book of Genesis. You know, God said, no, 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 no. It is not good for man to be alone. But there were many alone on this day. But we're talking about the spiritual dead enjoying anything, not just Thanksgiving. Christmas and New Year's is coming for some in America. I had a Hindu standing talking to me in my driveway talking about they celebrated Thanksgiving 2 weeks ago or something. I don't know. Many religious factions do, but I'm referring now to the Christian aspect. Now, we're talking about the dead, the spiritually dead. You know, it is so important for a man while he's living to sow good works and be remembered in the end as one who abideth by God and who lives for the sake of others. How are we living today? Shall our end be better than our beginning? Well, let's explore what is important to be a living witness for good works leading to a good testimony while living, and to be assured of having God's favor for an eternity. Mankind was not made to die. You go back to Genesis when God put those human pairs together in Eden, he only mentioned one way to die. We're not going to go into that right now because our focus is now about those that ran around talking about Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah, I'm going over here. I'm going over there. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And now here we reach another week, and all of the festivities now have been encapsulated by the reality of a new day. New decisions have got to be made. New opportunities observed, discovered. But right now, Colonel Harrison, let's go back to the spiritually dead, those disconnected from God. Were they able to enjoy a Thanksgiving?
No, absolutely not, Doc, because there's two dimensions, as we're aware of, as it pertains to death. There's those who physically die, that the body's absence of biological function, they declare clinically dead, than those that you had mentioned, Doc, that are spiritually dead. I'm reminded, it comes to mind, Dr. Capitino, listener, audience, when Jesus, during the first century, was selecting his disciples, one of his disciples' father had died, and he wanted to go back and bury his father. And Jesus reprimanded him and told that disciple, let the dead bury the dead. And what he was saying to him, let those who are physically alive bury your father because they're spiritually dead. Jesus had him on a commission and on an assignment to go with him to minister the gospel of saving and salvation unto people. So there are those that are physically dead, death as we experience it, then there's spiritual death, which is separation from God because they don't know who God is or haven't accepted God or God's Son as their personal Lord and Savior, who is Jesus Christ.
My God, that is so very true, because if one is spiritually dead, the Bible says he can come back to life again through the observance and the honoring and the doing of the will of God, God's Son. Oh, yes. But then, as you said, there are others that are walking around dead, although they have a mouth, they have two eyes, they have two legs, they're still dead. They got a tummy ache. They may need glasses. They may need a hearing aid. You may see them on a cane, but they're dead. In the eyes of God, they are dead. Thanksgiving, can the dead enjoy? Did the dead enjoy Thanksgiving? They said they sold more liquor this Thanksgiving than ever. They said they were giving away a lot of turkeys. Someone told me that a church gave 1,000 turkeys out. The dead, hallelujah, eating the dead. What is going to be the outcome? People separated from God, thinking that they're enjoying something. Oh, my God. Ecclesiastes says the days of man are few. Colonel Harrison, what should anyone be doing if they are not spiritually or even physically dead? Is there anything to boast in? And people are not honoring God. They're not serving him. The dead sitting up eating with the dead. You know what? I don't even like that. But let me tell you something. If a person has an opportunity or had one to witness to the Lord, anybody that has been called and chosen, that's their job. They're supposed to be a witness by the Lord. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else was added to that scripture, those scriptures there in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Them men walked off and left everything they had because he said, follow me. They weren't dead then. They was following the living word. So right now, we talk about Thanksgiving. What are they going to do after that? Get involved with law enforcement, be evicted from wherever they are, ain't going to have what they want, and might kill themselves before Christmas. somebody needs to shout hallelujah. So right now, since we're talking about the spiritually dead, Colonel Harrison, what are some of the things that people, I'm talking about y'all that not spiritually and physically dead, because if you're in either one of them categories, you ain't going to get nothing out of this lesson. You're going to have, like the apostle said, itching ears, but ain't doing nothing with what you hear. Colonel Harrison, what should a person be doing now if they are halfway, a little bit, itty bit, still alive?
Good morning.
And really believe. See, everybody here, they ain't going to believe. He said, look at their works. Glory to God. What are they doing? What are they doing? And he said, from them, separate yourself. Colonel Harrison, what should a person be doing now that Thanksgiving is over? What should a person be doing that day is past and they wake up all the turkey bones, they done thrown it out, gave the dogs the leftovers? What should be our focus now that we are still physically alive with the opportunity to meet and reach a living God? What should be the steps if we're not dead?
Number one, if they're physically dead, you can give thanks for if they're physically alive, you can give thanks for Thanksgiving, which is past, which is a tradition that we know that the annual Thanksgiving people come together with family. But more importantly, if you're physically alive, but you have not accepted God's Son, Jesus Christ, as your personal Lord and Savior, then you're spiritually dead. So you should get to know who God is, the Jehovah God, Psalm 83:18 God, and get to know who God's Son is, Jesus Christ, so you can experience a spiritual transition. You have an encounter with God, although you're physically here alive. You won't have an account of God where you can also be spiritually alive, because God, the Bible teaches in Luke and the other Gospels, that God is the God of the living and not the God of the dead. And so he wants us to know who he is so we can be of service to him while we're physically alive, because once we die, our work and labor have finished.
That sure is right. My father used to talk about that. And he was always on, serve God while you can. Now, that while you can, meaning while you're not in the hospital, well, I guess you're there, you can talk. But you know what? We're talking about the spiritually dead. The Bible, the Apostle John, he wrote those last three, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. He said, the earth is passing away. Somebody better hear me. Somebody better hear me today and go tell somebody else. This just isn't for you. Stand up like those that said they had a option for God. He said, but those that do the will of God shall remain forever. So he certainly was talking about spiritual people. What can you do if you're dead? Those that do the will. So now we're going to take this thing out from the dead. That was a promise to those. That Bible, the scriptures were written 1,000 years ago. He said it then, that if you do the will of God, that's a promise, you're going to live forever. Now, some don't care. Well, this is enough for me. I'm going to go on and die. I don't know what's going to happen. And you know what? And this is why it's so important to get this going to hell's business straight, preaching that. I was telling Colonel Harrison, they didn't laser the whole planet, and they can't find nobody walking around with no torch, billion people hollering and crying. So religion, as we know, it's getting ready to take a big hit. So right now, the focus is doing the will of God. Well, somebody's on his hands all up. What is the will of God? What has God told you to do? What has his Son told you to do? Throw your Bible away and don't mention it if you ain't
going to do the will of God. Stop even mentioning him. Stop thinking you're still driving down the street because you got God. You ain't got God because he said, those that come to me in that day and say, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? You got some ain't even able to do that. But they, oh, yeah, God. Didn't we feed the hungry? Didn't we? He's going to say, get up, Matthew 7. He's going to say, get away from me. I don't even know you. So whatever a person is doing outside of the will of God, you wasting your time. Don't be no coward. Get on out in the world and boogie down. Go on out there while you can. They said Dolly Parton is 77. She looked like a 20-year-old out there dealing with the cheerleaders or something at some game. But let me tell you something. Colonel Harrison has already made it plain, but I'm going to make it plainer. If you want to know what the will of God is, I know Colonel Harrison can sum that up. Many came to Jesus and the apostles talking about what must I do? What must I do to be saved? They already knew they was going to die. So they weren't talking about saved from a physical death. They were talking about after that act has been done, what am I supposed to do? Colonel Harrison, help us out because I got three I'm going to lay on the table. What are some of the things a person must do under the will of God? Tell us what the will of God is and how can a person do the will of God, because we've already been admonished. Ain't no need of playing, placating, tail kissing. Ain't no need of that. What is the will of God? I'm not interested in nothing else. What is the will of God? Because when people want to know about God, I'm telling you, they will love. They will love to have you around because I know they just ain't going to eat and lay down and then get up and go to the bathroom. They're going to get up with a changed life. I want forgiveness. Colonel Harrison, talk about this will of God.
The will of God, Dr. Capitino, listener, audience, is God's love for mankind. It's God's will that mankind be saved, that none perish. The Bible says God so loved the world, John 3:16, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So as God created mankind, man and woman, in his image and likeness for his glory, God want us to do certain works while we're here in this physical presence called life. And his will is that we not perish before we have done work for him and his kingdom on earth. So since man has fallen to sin, goes back over 6,000 years ago. We'll have enough time to go into this morning. Mankind fell from God's grace, from God's favor. So God sent his son Jesus. In order to be saved, we have to accept God's son Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. And so that's why God's will is that mankind be saved and that none perish. And then it's through Jesus Christ that we receive instructions in the Christian Bible that tells us how God wants to live our lives, the thing he wants to do while we live in this life, and the things that we can do to help others get to know who God is so they can live a better life that's pleasing unto God in this life.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And that includes the dead that have been resurrected spiritually to new works. Now, you know, there's a lot of young people that ain't thinking about God. You know, they've heard about him, that God created the earth. They haven't got no further than that. Is it our responsibility as older, experienced Christians to make sure we out there on this battlefield? A lot of us are saying, oh, yeah, you know, they're going to hell, which we've already established. Now, y'all, you know what? Tune in next week because that's where we headed. I know it's the holidays. Is there really a hell? Is there hell to shun? We're going to tear this thing up. And I hear some people clapping. See, people been lied to on that. That's no excuse for those that don't have the real spirit of God within. Because he said two women going to be at the mill. One going to be taken, one going to be left. going to be some out in the field tending the sheep. One going to be taken, one going to be left. Hey, you guys, this thing is real. I wouldn't waste my time if I did not think that it was. But you know what? When God called, he got to choose you, too. He going to give you a chance. But when he find out you disrespecting him by your behavior, your association, your this, that, and that, you know what? When people call me over, guess what I found out? They calling me over to hear something about the word of God. They ain't calling me to sit up and laugh. Why would I take up residence with the dead, the psalmist said? Why should I take up residence with the dead? I ain't got nothing in common with the dead. When Jesus called you and that water baptism hit you, that's it. You done made up your mind. Thank God that some of Satan's throne knows that's who you are. They're going to call you, pray over the meal, pray. And when you pray over a meal, not only for Thanksgiving, whatever, you got to put the gospel in that prayer. He came, he spoke, he healed, he bled, he died, he got up again. You got to put all that out there, because some of these demonic heathens, they ain't going nowhere, but God will bless you. He'll even keep you, hallelujah. He'll keep you alive so that you can be another part of a testimony. Don't waste your time with the dead. Colonel Harrison, should we even think about that? Paul said don't even have a meal with him. Hallelujah. So if you really want to get all the way down. But Colonel Harrison, how can we as Christians show that we're going to obey God? Sooner or later, you're going to have to, because this thing is winding up. How can we show God that we're taking him serious?
We show God that we take him serious by witnessing to others, telling them who God is, what God has done for us in our lives, how he's brought about a change that surpasses all human understanding. And that some people have alcohol problems. Some have illegal drug addiction problems. Some have sexual problems, pornography problems, all kinds of problems, personal problems. And the difference between those who don't know God, those who know God, the instructions in the Christian Bible, 66 books, tells us how to overcome those problems, those addictions, those situations that we have that this world caused. And so we are the witness to others and help show others the way, being an example in our lives by the way we carry ourselves, things we do, things that we say, people we associate with, and to honor God, worship God at a sanctuary somewhere to show him that we reverence him and that we love him for saving us from death, hell, and eternal damnation.
That sure is right, because you know what? The Bible says that only the righteous. Look it up, y'all. Get your Hebrew book. Get your Greek rendition. Get your Strong. Only the righteous shall see God. Now, we're not talking about with the flesh eye, because the Bible has said all have come under the edict of sin, but in came the governing power, hey, hallelujah, a redemption through Jesus Christ. But I'm giving everyone a challenge here, and I'm going to step aside for just a moment. I'm reading some of these comments. Some are saying, well, how do I know I'm dead? I want Colonel to explain that, but I'm going to start it off with this. Number one, this is how you know you are dead. Yeah, you didn't have turkey and dressing, and you didn't have meat, but have you been born again after eating the meal? What has happened? Did you hear anything that might want to change your life from being an agent of Satan, and that's what you are? Possessed by one or more fallen angels? Can you answer that? Because right now, that the job of all of us that is hoping in Jesus, praying for his early coming on down, praying that Jesus don't cast me aside. That is our duty, to stay in a place, like Bishop Mim, you say, where God can use you. If you are not walking for God, you are running for the devil. I used to say, Bishop, how you say that? He said, because it's true. He said, all this hell on earth. Now, that was 10, 15 years ago. And look at it now. Look at it now. So we're talking right now to spiritual minds, because the dead, the Bible says, no, it's not. So we're talking to spiritually led people. What am I going to do with the rest of my life? I done ate. I done had my turkey. Now I got to go beg somebody else again. I mean, come on now. Does that make any sense? Yes, the Bible says that we are our brother's keeper. Somebody better read that and explain it to your family. Yes, yes, we are. 2 a.m, walk through the graveyard. We are. But right now, Colonel Harrison, give us some examples of what the spiritually dead, wake up, can do now.
Regards to the spiritual dead, what separates the spiritual dead from those of spiritual alive? Clearly, the Bible says we must be born of the water and born of the Spirit. Born of the water speaks of water baptism, because it cleanses us and it purifies us. And born of the Spirit is when we accept God's Son, Jesus Christ, as our personal Lord and Savior. It creates a new me on the inside, from the inside out, because God looks at the heart. So we need to be purged. We need to be cleansed. We need to be changing. All of this comes by miraculously through the Spirit acceptance of God's Son, Jesus, and through water baptism. And that's the process that each and everyone really needs to go about to make that transformation to be in the will of God.
Okay, you mentioned the will of God. I'm glad you did, because the will of God, and you mentioned it earlier, is that none should perish, all should be saved. But it's through the mouth and the behavior of those that these devils know is walking in God. And when they get into trouble, they walk very, very light. And God will show you and them that the world is not your friend. The world, I'm going to say that again, y'all. Y'all trying to please your relatives, your dead grandma, and everybody else. And you see that Satan's clutches is right there. You can sit in your living room and proclaim their death. I wish I could say something about a relative of mine now. Something happened. I'm going to just give on the friend. Something happened. I had never heard that before. And I stood in my living room, and I just raised both my hands. I said, okay, you out of here. I'm going to talk about that next week, so y'all tune up and hear how I said it and why. If you are going to bow down to any god, dead or alive, you better make sure his name is Jehovah, Psalm 83:18. Because the Bible says, oh, my God, for the wicked, you're going to hang your head and wish you was dead. But tune in next week. Tune in at the same time to the Global Vision for Living Today. And just know you'll have a chance to be spiritually resurrected. You've been walking in the dead, feeding the dead, eating with the dead, praying and laughing. Watch what is in store. God ain't no joke. God bless you. Keep on eating your turkey. But don't forget, the dead really didn't enjoy Thanksgiving. Don't even believe nothing they say. They haven't done it. They have not done it outside of God. Jesus' name, God bless you.